This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Did you know that communion is a supernatural soul healing tool? It is. Communion can heal your physical body and your soul. I remember a period of 3 years when I was dealing with an issue that was causing sickness in my body, and I couldn't get rid of it no matter what I did. I knew it was connected to my soul, yet no matter what I tried, I wasn't getting victory. But then the Holy Spirit gave me this revelation that I'm going to teach to you today about communion. And I began to take communion a few times a day for 3 weeks straight. At the end of the time, I finally got the breakthrough I've been waiting on for so long. At that point, I was awestruck with the power of communion. So much so, I knew I needed to make it more of a prominent part of my daily life, and that I needed to teach the importance of it to other people. Have you been struggling with an issue that you can't get victory on, no matter what you do? Well, today, you're gonna experience the power of communion in a whole new way. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, it not only heals our physical bodies, but it actually heals our wounded souls. Amen? In Matthew 26, the Bible says this, that when Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks, he gave them the cup and he said, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." So he instructed the disciples to drink from the cup of his blood. Amen? Do you know what the word cup means? It means, in the Greek, to receive into the soul what serves to refresh, strengthen, and nourish it. You hear that? The word cup there, in the Greek, means to receive into the soul what serves to refresh, strengthen, and nourish it. So when we drink the cup of his blood, when we eat his broken body, as we are partaking in the Lord's Supper, it causes our soul to be refreshed, strengthened, and nourished, which means everything in here that's giving demonic powers, sickness, and even the serpent the right to attack us is being healed. Remember what Jesus said, "The prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me." When you drink the cup and you eat the bread, you're getting rid of everything in here that's in common, because the word cup means nourish, refresh, and strengthening for the soul. Do you understand that? I've won major battles in my life against the enemy by just like going communion crazy. You know? I'll do communion like 3 times a day like that. And just doing that for like a week has brought me physical miracles in my body, healings in my soul, breakthroughs in my finances, because every time I did that, my soul was getting more and more healed, and the enemy had less and less ground in me to attack me, assault me, and molest me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Jesus. When we don't take communion, we are leaving ourselves open to a snake attack and the effects of the venom the serpents can put in our bodies. Where does it say that in the Bible? Remember the story in Numbers 21? The Israelites are going through their journey in the desert. They start grumbling because they've gotten really tired from all the things they've gone through. They start speaking against God and against Moses. And God sent fiery snakes to bite them, and many of them died. Amen? Many of them died. One of the reasons why that happened to them is because they didn't partake of communion that God offered them in the desert. And instead, they decided to just complain and grumble about their situations instead of getting their souls healed. Now, what do I mean by that? Communion in the desert? What? Yes. Did you know that the Israelites took communion every single day, multiple times a day, while they were in the desert? Where does the Bible say that? In 1 Corinthians 10, I want you to listen to this scripture. Ready? It says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, and all did eat the same spiritual meat." Everybody say spiritual meat. "And all did drink the same spiritual drink." Say spiritual drink. "For they drank of that spiritual rock," capital R, "that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So this is talking about the people, the Israelites, as they were wandering through the desert. And according to Paul here, the Apostle Paul, they in the desert drank a spiritual drink and ate spiritual food. Okay, so what did they eat in the desert? The manna, right? The manna, the living bread that came down from heaven. What did Jesus say about that? "I am the living bread that came down from heaven to give life to the world." You see, when they were eating the manna in the desert, it wasn't just to sustain their bodies and to keep them healthy and to keep them nourished. According to Paul, that manna was, quote, spiritual food. Spiritual food. Why was it spiritual food? Because it was a foreshadowing of Christ and his body, him being the living bread that came down from heaven to give life to the world. That was the spiritual food that they were partaking in the desert. What they were showing us is what we would all be able to do. We can eat the manna from heaven every day too when we take the Lord's Supper. They were eating of Christ. And you go, that's a far-fetched theory, Kate. No, it's not. Because it says then they also drank the same spiritual drink. What was the drink that they drank in the desert? What was it? It was the water from the rock, right? They drank the water from the rock. Moses struck the rock, water poured out, and they drank. Well, Christ, the rock, was struck on the cross, blood pours out, and we drink. That's the spiritual drink that they drank in the desert was a foreshadowing of the blood of Christ. And it even says it right there. Paul says it right there. "And they all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock," capital R, Jesus Christ, "that followed them. And that rock was Christ." They were taking communion in the desert every day. When they ate the manna and drank the water from the rock. Why did God have them do that? Because remember Jesus said, "Take this, this is the cup of my blood. It is the cup of the New Testament, your inheritance, the New Testament promise I have for you is in the cup of my blood. Drink it." What does the word cup mean? To nourish, strengthen, and refresh the soul. When they were taking communion in the desert, it was so their souls could be healed. Think about what they went through. Oh my gosh, let's come out of, first we're chased out. We had to go through all the plagues. We didn't have enough straw for bricks. And then we had the Egyptians chasing us. And we were backed up with our backs against the sea. And oh my gosh, is something going to happen? Oh yes, God's parting the Red Sea. Yay, let's scramble through. But now that we're here, we have no water. We have no food. We want to go back to Egypt. They were full of fear. They were grumbling. They built a golden calf at the foot of Mount Horeb while Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments. They were sin in the desert. There was all kinds of things in the desert. All those things they went through. Wars. They battled against tribes. They fought wars. And all those things could leave wounds on their soul. And God knew that everything that they were going through could wound them. So he provided them with a way to be healed every day. He provided them with spiritual food and spiritual drink. And they drank from the rock, which was Christ. so that they could have nourishment, refreshing, and strengthening going into their souls to heal them of all the trauma and the sin and the drama that they were going through in the desert. They had to have that. It says there was not one frail among them. Amen? Now, something though happened. Something happened in Numbers 21. They stopped wanting to take the communion. They started to actually loathe the manna right when they needed it the most. Listen to what happened. This is Numbers 21, starting in verse 4. It says, "And they journeyed from Mount Or by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the souls of the people were much discouraged because of the way." Did you hear that? At this point in the journey, they've been through a lot. The golden calf incident, the, oh my gosh, we don't have any water, we're going to die incident, the, we need some meat. We haven't had any meat, so God sends so much meat that they start vomiting out of their mouths incident, the complaining and the moaning and the groaning incidents, multiple things that happened, wars that happened, conflicts that happened. And the Bible here is telling us what had happened to their soul through all those things. That they said the souls of the people was much discouraged because of the way. The journey had wounded them. How many of you have been wounded by the journey? Can you feel that trauma inside your soul? It's like, wow, I don't know if I can take one more minute at this job, man. They're working me. They're not giving me the money I deserve. They're not giving me respect. They're talking bad to me. They're treating me bad. Wow, I don't know if I can take one more minute of my child being on the streets and me not knowing if they're dead or alive. Wow, I don't know. I don't know if my soul is getting much discouraged thinking about them being drunk and in danger and getting hurt, getting injured. I don't know if I can take that anymore, God. Wow. My soul's getting much discouraged because of the way, because this marriage, man, I'm at my wit's end. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do about this marriage. I've tried everything. I've tried being quiet. I've tried not saying anything. I've tried to share my heart. I've tried exploding. I've tried screaming. None of it works. I've tried counseling. We've tried. It's not working, God. My soul is becoming much discouraged because of the way in this marriage, God. How many of you have had your soul get much discouraged because of the way? It happens to us all, but God has provided a way for us to daily get healed of those daily traumas that we go through. We can sit our behinds down, set aside 20 minutes. Is your soul peace worth 20 minutes? And get a hold of the body of Christ and his blood and sit there and say, I'm not discouraged because of the way. I am healed in my soul. I am nourished and refreshed and strengthened in my soul right now. I'm going to sit here and take this communion and I'm going to be healed and I'm not going to feel traumatized. I'm not going to get wounded, so I won't get sick and I won't get attacked. But that's not what they did. Hear what they did. It says their souls became much discouraged because of the way, and the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this manna. See, a lot of times when our soul gets much discouraged because of the way, we make a fatal mistake. Instead of reaching for the supper, the communion, to get healed, we start complaining. We open our mouth and we start going, man, you know what? We're like them. Oh, God, you know, you could fix this and you're not. You could stop him from doing that to me, God. You could bring my child back, God, right now. But you haven't, and I've been praying and praying, and I know you're watching me. I know you see what I'm going through. What is going on, God? And what about everybody else? Oh, yeah, you are bothering me, and you are bothering me, and if you just shut up, then my life would be fine. See, a lot of times we make the same exact mistake as they did. Their soul became much discouraged because of the way, and they opened their mouth and they began to complain. And so they began to speak against God and against Moses, saying, what, did you bring us out of Egypt to die? There's no bread and there's no water. And then they made an even fatal mistake that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for God. They said, and our soul loatheth this manna. Wow. Notice how it says their soul loathed it. Their soul needed it. The manna was the spiritual food. The water from the rock was the spiritual drink that God had provided for them to get healed, to get nourished, refreshed, and strengthened in their soul. And instead of choosing to say, okay, my soul is totally wounded right now, I am totally overcome, undone, at my wit's end, over and out, want to quit because of the way. My soul has become much discouraged because of the way. I can't take this journey anymore. I'm going to sit down and have communion. I'm going to eat the manna, the living bread that comes down from heaven. But they didn't do that. They chose to complain instead and to loathe the very thing that could have healed them. Are you locking in with me yet? And what happened? They got bit by fiery snakes and died. They got bit by fiery snakes and they died. You gotta have an awareness. You gotta have an awareness. Do you understand? You have to have an awareness. You have to catch yourself when you feel your soul becoming much discouraged because of the way. You gotta catch yourself. And you got to say, wow, I am starting to get angry or bitter or traumatized by my children not being here or my spouse and the problems I'm having in communicating and getting along with them or my job. I'm starting to feel that my soul is getting much discouraged because of the way. So I have two choices. I can either open my mouth and spew complaints and arguments and angriness and grumbling, or I can say, I'm not going to loathe the manna. Where is it? The spiritual drink and the spiritual food. It's been created by God and given to me as a gift to heal my soul when my soul becomes much discouraged because of the way.
One of the things you're doing when you make a donation to receive our products is ministering to those in prison. A portion of every gift helps us send my book, The Captivity Series, The Key to Your Expected End, to an inmate at no cost to them. These people desperately need hope that only Jesus can give. But every time you give, you also play a huge part in their healing.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Communion for Your Soul Combination Teaching and Soaking CD Set. With your gift of $32 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you, Katie will send you Communion for Your Soul.
Did you know that taking communion can heal your wounded soul? The Bible says Paul took communion in the middle of a horrible shipwreck, and he came through it unscathed. If you're wounded because of storms and shipwrecks in your life, then this teaching is for you. It will bring healing and victory and turn that situation into a major blessing. In this set, I personally walk you through taking communion so you can get your breakthrough.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895. With your gift of $32 or more, you'll not only receive communion for your soul, but you'll also be helping Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
So let's spend a little time examining ourselves as we partake. And then can somebody get me a Bible so I have it? And I want a communion myself, if somebody could bring me one. Ah, yummy. Nobody has a Bible anymore, huh? You techie people. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to think about where your soul has become much discouraged because of the way. I've had many chances to be discouraged. This is a very hard job. Did you know that? This is a very hard job. Your entire life is given over when you are called to something like this, especially for media and and international things. And there's been many times that I've actually succumbed to that moment where the journey was too much, at least I thought it was. And that my soul became much discouraged because of the way. And I opened my mouth and I let myself grumble and talk and complain and be weary and negative and discouraged. And then I would get sick because of it. And the Lord showed me that I had entered into a cycle of that. It's like our soul has so much pain, our soul likes to complain. When our soul's in pain, our soul likes to go, man, you won't believe what happened now. Man, you would not believe how hard it's been. Man, you would not believe what's going on. Man, you would not believe how tired I am. Our soul likes to do that. And, you know, and I'm not saying it's not right to share. But when we get into a cycle of we only do that and we never reach for this instead, we're actually loathing the manna and we'll get bit by serpents. And I can't tell you how many times I've battled with that until I finally snapped out of it and said, you know what, I'm going to do my best now, from now on, that when my soul becomes much discouraged because of the way, I will share how I feel, but I'll go right to this and get healed so I don't feel like that anymore, and then I don't get bit by a snake. How many of you are in a cycle right now? Raise your hand really high. See that? Tonight, we're going to break out of the cycle. All right? I want you to go get some of these and put them in your purse. Are in your pocket. And if you are at work in the bathroom and you feel like next 15 minute break that you get, go hide somewhere and hold on to this for dear life. Open it up and say, Jesus, you are the living bread that came down from heaven. You are the cup of blood that for the remission of my sins, when I drink this cup, my soul is going to get nourished, refreshed, and strengthened. I am not going to go in there and get angry. I'm not going to go home and complain about this day to my family. I am not going to get in this cycle again. I'm going to break it. I'm going to take this right now and be healed. And no serpent is going to bite me. And then take it. Read, you know, you've got your phones. Get your Bible apps out. Read all the scriptures. Read John 6, what Jesus said about himself, about he is the living bread come down from heaven. Now, when we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we'll have life in us. He will dwell in us and we will dwell in him. Read all that in your little 15-minute break. And you know what? You're going to go back a different person. You're not going to feel the same about your boss or your situation or your spouse or whatever it is if you'll just stop grumbling and just pause and take a communion break. Amen? Father, right now, we're not going to be like the Israelites. Many people in here, their souls have become much discouraged because of the way, just like the people in the desert. But we're not going to make the same mistake as they did anymore. We're not going to complain against you or against Moses or against any of our leaders or against our spouses or against our children or against our bosses. We're not going to complain. Instead, we're going to reach for the manna. We're not going to loathe it. We're going to reach for the spiritual food and the spiritual drink, and we're going to partake of it. And then no venomous viper can bite us, poison us, and kill us, like they did the Israelites. And this is what Paul had to say as he served the communion. He said, for I received from the Lord himself that which I passed on to you. It was given to me personally that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up and while he was betrayed, while his betrayal was in progress, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, take this, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance. Let's eat together. Similarly, when the supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, this cup is the cup of the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as ye drink it to call me affectionately to remembrance. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. So let's drink together.
You know, sometimes when I'm in the midst of a huge battle and I don't know what else to do, I'll take a big chunk of bread and a big old glass of juice and I'll sit down and read through the scriptures that talk about communion, like in John 6 or in 1 Corinthians 11. As I slowly read where Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven to give life to the world, I'll take a bite of the bread and a drink of the cup. I'll slowly partake as I meditate on the scriptures. I love the verse where Jesus says, he who eats my flesh or drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will dwell in them, and they will dwell in me. As I read it, I take another bite, and I take another drink. I try to take my time when partaking of communion. I love to savor the presence of the Lord and the victory that he won for us on the cross. Every time I do this, I get a whole new level of insight and a whole new level of healing. I encourage you to do the same thing because you will get your breakthrough too. One of the things you're doing when you make a donation to receive our products is ministering to those in prison. A portion of every gift helps us send my book, The Captivity Series, The Key to Your Expected End, to an inmate at no cost to them. These people desperately need hope that only Jesus can give. But every time you give, you also play a huge part in their healing.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Communion for Your Soul Combination Teaching and Soaking CD Set. With your gift of $32 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you, Katie will send you Communion for Your Soul.
Did you know that taking communion can heal your wounded soul? The Bible says Paul took communion in the middle of a horrible shipwreck, and he came through it unscathed. If you're wounded because of storms and shipwrecks in your life, then this teaching is for you. It will bring healing and victory and turn that situation into a major blessing. In this set, I personally walk you through taking communion so you can get your breakthrough.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895. With your gift of $32 or more, you'll not only receive communion for your soul, but you'll also be helping Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Remember, there's healing power in communion. If you're in the midst of a huge battle and burned out, or you just don't know what else to do, your greatest weapon can be to take communion. Do what I did and take it a couple times a day until you get your breakthrough. We've created these shows to help you in your quest for healing. Communion is another powerful tool for you to use that's all about Jesus, because it really is all about him, isn't it? See you next week.